we enjoyed the river, particularly the clean river. We didn't like the river that came from the mill. It was set in a dark, dank sort of trench. It had got mud in the bottom. It was surrounded by growth. It was there, but you couldn't always see it, which I think was quite sort of worrying, really. So we tended to steer clear of that one. But the chalk stream, I now realise, was clean as a whistle and had all sorts of things in it. We would fish for what we called rainbow trout. They were small fish, about, you know, big really, about sort of five, six inches long. And they'd got a couple of white spots on both sides and could jump extremely well. If you put them into a bucket, they were out with, you know, no trouble at all. So hopeless, really. And what we also called clobheads. So I don't know what they're called.
Bullheads, probably.
Bullheads, probably, yes. Yes, that's probably right. Brown, they were anyway, sat on the bottom a lot, and you couldn't see them unless they moved. All sorts of other things living in there. Some of it quite large. I'm sure they were trout. There were pike as well, which we were terrified of because of their teeth. That river also ran in a bit of a dip. It had probably worn a little trench for itself, really. Hot summers, we would dam it so that we could swim in the deeper water. This was fine for the first little while. I think the workmen downstream building, you know, police stations and town halls and shopping centres perhaps just thought the water had dried up a bit, really. But as time passed, they realised what was going on, that you know, kids were damming the river. And they'd come up the, you know, shouting in Irish, most of them, shouting at us to sort of, you know, get out of it and all the rest of it. And what do they think they're doing? How are we supposed to get on with building the, you know, with no water? They'd throw our dam onto the side. Water would flow again. They'd go off satisfied. We'd come out from our hiding place and dam the thing again because, you know, we were intent on swimming. That was lovely because it was lovely and cold. It was really proper spring water, you know, very cold water. I don't know what the health and safety crowd would make of it all, but I think they'd be horrified, frankly. I really enjoyed my time living there. There were a group of us children who all lived locally. There were brothers who lived above the post office on the Broadway. There was a couple of girls who lived above shops or in houses that were more towards the centre of town as it now is. There were kids who lived in Alma Road as I did. And most of us were all heading in the same direction, really, just out for a bit of a riot, really, good time. But not with a view to disturbing anybody, just with a view to having a good time. I think the other thing that I remember about damming the river and swimming was that there was a garage. There were two churches. There's one that's still there. And there was another one on the other side of the road, on the watercress beds side of the road. And that was on the corner of a rough track that ran down onto the watercress beds. And down there was a garage, a sort of maintenance garage. He was quite a good source of old car and lorry inner tubes, which he would patch up for us and blow up. They were bigger than we were, and we'd carry them to where we dammed the river and float. It was great.